final hour of the Gress Show begins now.
Oh, yeah, baby. The NFL draft is come and gone. And the New England Patriots, according to most, have done a fantastic job in this year's draft. I know fans are wondering who the hell is going to play tight end for the Patriots, but we'll get to that a little bit later on because there was a lot that went down. There's a lot that went down in the draft that Rooch and I didn't even get to tonight. We'll probably have to push it off here on the Gress Show on WPRO and 630WPRO.com. And joining me now is our friend Frank Coyle from Draft Insiders, Draft Insiders Digest, DraftInsiders.com to break down the players the Patriots got in the draft. Frank, welcome back. Thanks for your expertise. How are you?
I'm doing great, Gress. Survived the weekend. Great draft. Ton of surprises. And I can't believe I'm talking about the Patriots who did fabulous in the draft.
Well, you know what it is, Frank, is that, you know, they seem to do a really good job of identifying where the value is going to be relative to their value system. And I think you understand what I mean by that. But when you look at just the positions, they came away with another third round defensive end, another running back to add to that depth. They get what might be two swing offensive linemen and then a quarterback in the fourth round that is developmental, which is all they need right now with Tom Brady. To me, Frank, that's where these guys normally win because I think they figured out you need to draft in bulk to be able to fill these positions on your roster if you're going to do it through the draft.
Yeah, you sure do. And they identified need tremendous. I mean, they're easily one of the top five draft classes in this draft. And obviously you're picking 32. They had multiple second and thirds, but they used it wisely to get Jarrett Sidham in the fourth round at 118th player. He's got the second strongest arm in this class behind Drew Locke. And obviously he's going to sit behind Tom Brady, some work on his feet or something. Patriots could have landed a gem on the third day.
You know, it's interesting, Frank, because here it's split because everybody wants to know that there's a plan in place for Brady leaving. But when we dig deep into Jarrett Stidham, and the reason I'm bullish on him, I talked to a couple of friends of mine who did some research on him, and they said he was in a bad scheme. Like what they did, now he was a Texas Tech commit, then went to Baylor, then ended up at Auburn, and it just didn't seem like his skill set fit what they wanted to do at Auburn. It was kind of a square peg in a round hole. How do you see Jarrett Stidham at this point, Frank, as just a raw, coachable athlete coming into the NFL?
Yeah, certainly Auburn, not the best place to be. Looking to run the ball more exclusively, not a lot of big-time receivers, and kind of a very vanilla offense. So I thought Jarrett kind of went a little back between his junior and senior year, which prompted the fall out of the top 100. But this kid's got the arm. He's got a good delivery, needs his feet worked on by a good coach, and, you know, recognizing defense and a little bit more of a sophisticated offense with some weapons and more wide open. And, boy, you give this kid a couple years, he is he's going to challenge the start on any team in the NFL. So great value right here at this point. It's actually 133. I said 118, but I'm looking at it now. It's the 133rd player. This kid belong much sooner than this.
Frank Coyle of DraftInsiders.com breaking down the Patriots draft here on the Gress Show on WPRO, 630WPRO.com. DraftInsiders.com. Don't get left out throughout the year. Frank updates you on all the prospects that we'll be talking about next year in the 2020 draft. Frank, in the second round, the Patriots moved up to get Jo'an Williams out of Vanderbilt. He's a guy that you had seventh in your cornerback rankings, but also needs to be noted that he was a junior who did come out early. The thing for me is 6'4", 205, 210 pounds, regardless of it's 6'3", 6'4", 210, 205, who cares? To me, Frank, he is the big matchup guy that they were looking for when they had Eric Rowe on this roster. What can you tell us about Jawan Williams?
Geez, Jawan Williams is a kid that really just kept improving as the year went along. I thought he had a shot in the final analysis of being a surprise number one pick. He ran a little bad at the combine. He significantly improved at his pro day, but rare length, great in zone coverage, and he's going to be able to match up on the big side easily in the NFL. And really, good starting corner and a kid that really on the come, a scouting term of a guy that's a young kid improving with each game and each event. So I think the Patriots caught some lightning in the bottle here.
What is it about these SEC defensive backs, Frank, that are different than maybe guys who play in the Big 12 where defenses... Well, where defense really isn't stressed in that, or they just have great offenses and everybody gets carved up. It felt like there was a big lean toward SEC defenders in those first three rounds.
Yeah, there really is. And they get tested on the corner with the running game, too. Believe me, they're facing NFL offensive linemen in the SEC. A lot of power backs. And if you want to play the corner, you're going to have to come up and support the run in addition to being challenged by, you know, potential number one picks at wide receiver. So they get fully tested in the SEC. The Big 12 is really a tough conference to grade defensive players because they play so wide open. There's a huge talent gap between offense and defense. If you like fantasy football, they're great to watch. Every game's 48-47, but they're a little lean on defense.
Frank, you had Chase Winovich from Michigan ranked in your outside linebackers, and I know that we have blurred the line between outside linebackers and defensive end nowadays, but you had him as a solid second-round pick, a top 75 prospect. He's got some attitude, and to me, he's got the versatility. Tell me a little bit about Chase Winovich's versatility.
Boy, that's beautiful. You know, this kid's a perfect Patriot fit, too, and I believe I had him in a couple mock drafts on the second day going to the Patriots. He can play with his hand in the ground and come off the weak side in a situational defense. I think he plays even better up. He moves exceptionally well, good instincts, picks up real quick, very, very tough kid. Worked out at the combine after a minor scope on his ankle, and he actually worked out at his pro day despite having a minor wrist surgery following the pro day at Michigan. So this kid's tough as nails, plays like his hair's on fire, and he's got a lot of hair to get on fire, but boy, Chase Winovich is just a terrific addition, and a guy I can't believe went 77, and the Patriots a real beautiful fit for him.
You know what's interesting, Frank, is that to me you'd love to have a bunch of Trey Flowers, but Trey Flowers was even a middle-round draft pick. You know, if you can draft high up or have the right guy fall to you, I think you can find three down players at defensive end. But it seems like more and more teams, and correct me if I'm wrong, Frank, are going more towards the Chase Winoviches of the world, or at least guys that are going to come in on a rotational basis. So it, to me, it doesn't matter whether he starts, but it matters if he's getting 35 to 45 snaps a game.
Sure, and if he's getting the most important 30, 35 snaps, the flexibility of Chase Winovich is just gives a coordinator so many options, such flexibility to play up and down and create matchups in those all those sub packages, and that's gold. That's like having two players when you have that type of versatility.
My man Frank Coyle of DraftInsiders.com, the number one draft and free agency publication and website. Go to DraftInsiders.com. Get in now to get in early to follow Frank all year long on the 2020 prospects that'll be coming into the NFL draft. And then we've got Damian Harris, Frank, who, you know, a lot of people look at the Patriots running backs and say, why are they loading up with more guys? Well, you're getting them in the third round, and according to your rankings, you had Damian Harris as a third round projection. He's a guy who I don't think he's still got some tread left on the tires, there's no doubt. But again, played at Alabama, big situations, played well in the big moments. Give me your thoughts on Damian Harris, the Bama running back.
Boy, you know, real honest runner, and that's the greatest term you could give it. Guy played in a lot of big games, consistently productive, good ball security, needs some development as a receiver, won't run a super 40 number, but boy, on a game-to-game basis, this kid can carry the load, or he can come in as a 1A guy and really bang it out, short yardage, goal line situations. This is a terrific addition and really covers you well into the season as far as depth at the position, and a real good addition here. Sound back, and like I said, very tested in the SEC.
Frank, your Hindu theory on him is Mark Ingram. How does a guy like Damian Harris, do you see him pairing well with someone like Sony Michel, who will flash a little bit more, but himself is a pretty honest and tough runner? It seems like Harris might be more of an in-between-the-tackle guy, whereas Sony Michel can beat you anywhere along the offensive line.
Yeah, and Michelle's a big-time talent because of his versatility, so well-rounded. But, boy, Harris might be the great complement to that. And over the course of 16 games and postseason, you're looking for backs that have been used to carrying the ball 20-plus times a game, plus protecting your quarterback in passing situations. And I think Harris is going to come up big in that situation.
All right, Frank, I'm going to ask you about both of these offensive linemen, Yodney Kajust from West Virginia and the kid from Denmark, whose name is Yelda Froholt, a tackle and a guard. Your thoughts on both?
Yeah, Kajusti was a kid that got banged up at the end of the season, played left tackle at West Virginia, protected Greer, who put up monster numbers, good feet, nice length. You know, he's an NFL starting left tackle in time, and I think he's a kid that can come in and win a right tackle spot early in his career. So, again, a guy that fell off the injury, 101. This is a guy that looked like he wasn't going to get out of the second round before the injury. So, again, another great value. Froholt, the guard center from Arkansas, very strong, matched up really well in the SEC versus nose tackles, including Quentin Williams, all the kids at LSU and Florida. So he graded out really nice. In a deep group of defensive players this year, both these offensive linemen kind of slid as a result. So I think both of them, again, were really excellent value at this point. And Froholt carries a starting grade in time on the inside for the Patriots.
Do you see Froholt as more of a center or a guard? Word up here is that the Patriots apparently see him maybe more long-term at a center. What's your feel on him inside?
I like him inside because he proved that he can match up with a big nose tackle on single assignments, and not every center can do that. And I think the Patriot offense is looking for that, and the fact that he's played a lot of guard at Arkansas only helps the situation as far as covering all the three interior spots. So that's going to be a nice problem to shake out in camp. But if he doesn't start, you've got a plug-and-play backup ready.
All right, and then finally, Frank, the Patriots draft a punter in the fifth round, and people are screaming, what are you doing using a pick on a punter? To which I said, well, Ryan Allen is making over $1.5 million a year, and Belichick really doesn't like to pay punters. Does this kid from Stanford have the ability to really win the job, or is this just to, I don't know, maybe shake the tree of Ryan Allen a little bit?
Well, it gives you a lot of flexibility here. Bailey's got a big leg and certainly an NFL starting punter. I think Allen's a guy that you can probably extract a middle-round draft pick next camp if there were teams in need, teams with an injury, disappointing, maybe a younger player doesn't play as well. So it's an opportunity to really improve the depth here. And they didn't pay a high price, I didn't think. I had them rated higher than 163. So Bailey punted a lot, I believe, a three-year starter at Stanford. So I think a kid that's going to come in here and raise some eyebrows and really push for time.
You're maybe among the few people on the planet who understands this question the way I'm about to ask it. Does it matter that he's a right-footed punter and Belichick has gone left foot for almost 20 years?
Geez, that's a great question. You know, left-footed punters create their own set of problems for the returner. And, you know, that's interesting. But, you know, I think either way, whether he keeps Allen or Bailey, I think he's going to get good value for the one remaining player. And he wouldn't be the first situation where two punters were kept on an active roster into the season where an injury can, when you don't have a punter or a long snapper or a field goal kicker, that can be game deciding on a weekly basis. So I think they're in a position of really extracting some nice value over time.
Frank, you're the best. Thanks for the intel. I appreciate all the times that you've come on here. And, of course, draftinsiders.com. This year's draft is over. Next year's begins right around the corner. You want to follow Frank all year long. Sign up to be a deluxe member. Draftinsiders.com. Frank will keep you updated all year long. I appreciate you, good sir. Have a great summer. If I don't bump into you along the way calling college games this year, you know we'll do it again next year here on the Gress Show, my friend. I can't thank you enough.
All right, Gress. Great being with you. Fun time. And we'll talk during the camps and go from there.
There you go. We'll figure something out. Frank Coyle of Draft Insiders Digest and DraftInsiders.com. Breaking it down here on The Gress Show on WPRO.
The Gress Show.
It separates us from the men from the boys.
On WPRO.